The first part of my Christmas day is always to see if Santa has visited in the night. The jolly philanthropist has never let me down yet with his trusty sled and reindeer. But he's had those for years. Isn't it about time he got a tech upgrade? Well, Peter Cowley is the Naked Scientist techspert, and he's been thinking about how a savvy Santa might cut down his time and energy in the future. Hi, Peter. To start with, love the bow tie.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, nobody can see it.
It's very large. It's almost as big as Peter's shoulder blade down sideways. Where did you get that?
I don't know. Joke shop, I suspect.
Well, to start with, how big of a task does Santa have Christmas Eve?
Well, I was amazed by this. I did some research on this, and the numbers, of course, are huge, because if you take the number of children on the planet, you've probably got about a billion, and we'll come to later which ones are not going to get presents because they've been naughty. He's got about 300 million miles to travel over the time when it's dark, and if you extend it, the Earth's rotation and everything, you end up with about 2,000 miles per second, which is 1% of the speed of light. That's 150 times faster than the Voyager 1. And if you take the weight, each gift, say, weighs a kilo, seems a lot, but let's say a kilo, then it's 500,000 tons of presents, which requires 5.5 million reindeer to pull it around the place. And the total energy usage will be of the order of twice what the Earth uses in a whole year. And of course, the interesting fact also, if Santa was to stop for a mince pie and a glass of sherry at each time, which he's supposed to do, then he would have consumed about 20,000 tons of mince pies with 150 billion calories, and he would be 50 million times over the drink driving limit.
Well, we'll hear a bit more about how Santa would fail a breathalyzer later. But first, that's an enormous amount of work for one man. Could technology give him a little bit of help?
Well, I think there's a big problem, of course, travelling at that speed with air resistance. So I think he needs to be travelling above the Earth's atmosphere and then send stuff down by drone or by some means or other to get it down the chimney. You have to be very accurate, of course. Also, as we're getting greener and greener, I suspect also he really ought to become sort of zero emissions, which is a problem with 5.5 million reindeer, as you can imagine, particularly if they have to stop overnight.
They're ruminants, aren't they? So they belch.
Yeah, imagine
they
what they're doing. Yes, and other things as well, I suspect, which will then re-enter orbit, won't it? So. The other issue, of course, is I did think about using LED headlights rather than normal, but isn't that? It's actually radar system you'll do, because the amount of space debris up there is so huge that we could be running into things the whole time. So.
Outside of a sled, are there any other ways technology might give him a bit of a break?
Well, I'd sort of drop off points so that he could drop off somewhere and parents could collect, so a bit like some of the sort of click and collect things we've got. But I think the big one, and this is slightly controversial, is that perhaps he shouldn't be transferring atoms around to children. He should be transferring electrons around. Now, electrons, of course, we're getting more and more of that anyway, with downloads and with music and with money being transferred as well. But how about having a 3D printer in every home? So then you get something downloaded to the 3D printer, which could be a piece of jewellery, but it also could be food. I don't know if you noticed, but there's more and more 3D printed foods around now. So
Santa could send you a 3D printed mince pie in return for all the money
Correct.
We've given
exactly.
him over the years.
Exactly.
And what about in terms of, you mentioned earlier, working out who's been naughty and who's been nice?
This is a biggie, because I did a bit of research again in Mumsnet. This really strong feelings about mothers.
That
about
well-known academic.
Yes, it's pretty big. It's pretty dominant in the UK. You know, the concept of not giving your child a present, how naughty they have to be where you can let them down on Christmas Day. But I was thinking that perhaps we need some data behind this. And so the sort of data we could have would be social media postings if they're old enough. Surveillance, not so good really there, is it? Tracking, you know, if they've been exercising, the mobile phones will give those tracking data. So, yeah, the whole thing is a real can of worms as to whether you can choose whether a child's naughty or not. So the answer is probably no. So let's not go down that.
Well, thank you very much. That's tech investor Peter Cowley.